This podcast is brought to you by Pride NZ and Rainbow Youth.
Hello, how are you today?
Good.
That is good. So, what's your name?
Thomas.
Thomas. And where are you from?
Waikato.
Waikato? Whereabouts?
Waitomo.
Waitomo. Is that near the caves?
Yes.
Yeah. There's a very small community there, isn't it?
Very small, but very community-based.
Yeah. So, like, everybody knows everybody.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah. So, do you have lots of business down there in Waitomo?
Not in the winter, but lots in the summer.
With the caves and stuff?
Yes.
Yeah.
We get a lot of rain.
A lot of rain?
A lot of rain.
So what do you do as a job? Or?
I work in a kitchen being a dishy.
A dishy. A hand. A kitchen hand, as
yeah,
they say.
I do all the prep work, do all the breads, do all the desserts. I clean the kitchen as well.
Yeah. So the kitchen bitch.
Yep.
Oh. Bend over. So, can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
I'm not sure. I'm not very good at this. I haven't really
ever. Just anything about yourself?
I like mountain biking.
You like mountain biking?
Yes.
Yeah. How about music? Do you like music?
I like listening to music, and I can write music a lot better than I can read or play music.
Yeah. Do you like to listen to artists? Favourite
artists? Anything industrial or heavy metal.
Mm. So you're a goth?
No.
Just a heavy metal.
Yeah, I like my beat to be quite consistently heavy.
Mm. So, how about like movies? You socialise a lot?
I don't socialise much at all. I've never really had friends.
Mm.
Movies. That's a hard one.
No.
It would be Men Behind the Sun, which is a really real type of violence movie, and it's quite disturbing.
What is it about?
It's kind of the Japanese version of a prisoner of war camp, and it's about some of the stuff that goes on in there and some of the tests. And it's a horror movie.
Yeah, so, how old are you?
17.
17, almost 18.
Yes, a couple months short.
Just a couple months short. So, what gender identity are you?
Male.
Male, and how do you express yourself?
Male.
Masculine, kind of thing, right? And what is your sexuality?
Bi.
Bi. And when did you realise that you had attractions to the same sex?
I don't know. I just kind of felt it. I don't really have any particular thing, I was.
How old were you?
Ooh, would have been 2 years ago, so that would have been 16.
16?
Yeah.
Did you feel like, hey, this is new?
No, not really. I just went with the flow. I've always been a person that's gone with the flow. Mm. I've always said to myself, keep moving, keep going, no matter which direction you step, so I was just like, okay with it.
Mm. So you've always been like, yeah, it's alright.
Yeah. I'll find out someday.
You'll find out.
As I confirmed it last month, that I was definitely bi.
Mm. How about attractions to girls?
I'll definitely pick a girl over a man, but I'd still go and have fun with both.
Have you had relationships with any of the sexes?
No, I've always been a loner. Never had a relationship with either.
Mm.
Yeah.
So you're in the closet?
No, not really. I'm lack social skills from the amount of bullying I've had over the years, so I've never made an effort and too scared to make an effort to really socialise. I've never really been in the closet, it's just lack social skills from my previous history at school.
And you just can't bother just telling your parents or anything like that, or?
Meh. No, not really. I can't really be bothered. It's just no point. Till I actually get into, if I got into a serious relationship, I definitely would.
Mm.
Yeah.
So you don't feel like you had to keep it a secret, you just don't want, yeah.
Yeah, there's just no point at the moment, because there's nothing like I'm doing anything.
So, if your parents came up to you and asked you, are you bi, would you tell them?
Yeah, I'm reasonably honest with my parents, so I definitely would. If they asked, they would.
Mm.
Yeah, and unless there's obviously people around that I didn't particularly want to hear, I'd probably tell them a bit later.
Mm.
Yeah.
So, if you could tell them, how would you tell them?
I'll probably just say, I'm not sure, actually. I've never really considered it, because I'm usually just straight up and honest and would just say I'm bi if they were asked. It's going to get much complicated.
So you would say it upfront to them and not, like, through text or Facebook comment?
No, definitely not. I'm rather honest with my parents, and my parents have always encouraged me to be honest with them. So if something needs to be honest, it's going to be said honestly and up front.
How do you think they would react?
Wouldn't really care. They'd be just like, oh well, you know, it's his life. He chooses how to live it.
But like, oh, really? Okay. Squirrels? No.
No, not really.
Well, just there's no squirrels here, so. What, cows?
Kiwis?
Kiwis. What? Good kiwi.
Yeah, something like that.
You know, you don't see a lot of kiwis here.
No, I have held one in my life for like 2 minutes. Yeah, it's irrelevant.
Kiwis. You've held one for?
Yes. We went bushing for maybe an hour and a half to go and retag a kiwi in the back of the car because some good friends of my dad that's quite doc conscious and stuff and all sorts of stuff.
Are they vicious birds or...?
Yes, they're very feisty and they look smooth, but they're definitely not smooth. They're incredibly rough.
Yeah, so they really itchy. Yeah. They wouldn't mind kicking your ass.
No, they would. They're worse than possums, and possums are pretty violent. I nearly lost my thumb to a possum, and a kiwi would quite happily do more damage.
I remember once I was chased down the road as from a possum.
Yeah, I've still got scars right around my thumb from it.
So what else do you do when it comes to that sort of thing? Do you usually go down like bushwhacking or something?
Not very often. I'd like to get into more tramping. It's kind of a thing. I like escaping the world. It's just you, the bush, and nothing else. No noise, nobody to bother you.
Yeah. Not in a hippie type way.
No, literally it is just to escape the world. You can feel nothing when you're out there by yourself. And you meet the most random of strangers walking out in there. If you meet somebody out there, they're going to be friendly. There's never anybody horrible out in the bush. Well, 99% of the time.
99%.
Especially where most trampers like me like to go.
Where do you like to go?
Anywhere with a hut, and that probably takes at least 3 hours to get to.
Have you actually been to National Park?
National Park?
Yeah.
As middle of the North Island, you mean?
Yeah.
Yes, because my dad lived about 20 k's, 25 k's, at OPC, the OPC village. Yeah.
So, have you done that little walk tramp kind of thing?
No, not the one out there. I've seen a few tracks out there. I've been. My dad used to play around there as a kid a lot, out in that bush when he was a teenager. Yeah.
So, how do you feel being not? You're open about it, but you're not telling anybody, kind of thing.
No, unless I know they're buying, then I'll make an effort to.
Yeah.
You know. Yeah. Make sure that they know.
How do you feel when you hang around other people that are gay, bi, or in the
fine.
Community?
Fine.
Just fine, you know. It doesn't really bother me. I have nothing against anybody, really. I've always lived my life, nothing against people. Well, you got enough. If you have enough bullying in your life, you learn to forgive really well. Because, you know, sorries don't mean much when you deal with this much stuff in your life and people are forced to say sorry. You just give up having any meaning for sorry and give up your aggression against anybody. You just learn to like people too easily.
So, do you have any sort of support?
No, not really. My mum would be rather supporting, but that'd be about it. She's really supportive about things. But, my mum took in a girl that was having a few issues with her her adopted mum. And, So she's lesbian, so, or bi, one of the two, so she's a good person to talk to. And a couple of good, really good friends back from school, because I only had good friends from school. So, yeah, I'm reasonably well supported if anything, you know, happened in my life.
If you could tell anybody, who would you tell?
I've actually told quite a lot of people, mainly my good friends.
Well, apart from your friends, I mean, like, your family members.
Oh, I've told my brother, and I technically call her my sister, but she's not. And that'd be about it so far. Would be it.
Why is your brother, sister, what?
My brother and my sister.
Oh, right.
She's kind of...
transgendered or...
No, she's, she wasn't actually anything to do with our family. Mum just took her in because she was having issues at home.
Fair enough. So, have you been in relationships?
No, never.
Never?
Never, because I'm too much of a loner and lack too much social skills.
Why is that? Oh, apart from... Well, why do you feel that?
I just don't have enough. I've just gave up on trying to get close to people because, or make friends with people. Mm. I'm just giving up. Mm. I can't be stuffed.
So, do you think that being in, you being, well, you're not in the closet, but you just can't be bothered telling anybody, right?
No, it's nothing to do with that. It literally is to do with the lack of social skills and the lack of kind of feeling I have for people.
Mm.
You know, when you deal with 11 years of bullying from like your first year you ever went to school in primary right through to your last one, it really does make you not want to be around people because you're just too much fear to be near people because you think they'll judge you.
So how about your friends that you have right now?
In terms of what?
Well, do you socialise with them a lot?
Well, mainly because they're over in Hawke's Bay.
Oh, wow.
It's a bit annoying. I've caught up with an old school friend from primary recently, which was good. And also, one of my friends was recently up in Tiamiru, and I caught up with him, which was good.
Mm.
But that'd be about it. Before that, it would have been a year and a half since I last been to a friend's house. Or even caught up with a friend, other than my online friends, which don't really count because I don't really know them in real life.
Mm.
But they're good friends.
So, do you have what is your definition in virginity?
Well, once you've had any intercourse with either sex, really.
Is that your only definition?
Yes, that would be my own definition, because it is exactly what it is. There doesn't need to be any more complicated about it.
Some people think otherwise.
Yeah, some people think that you kind of need, you lose your male virginity to a man, and you also lose your female one, if you get what I mean.
Well, not necessarily. Some people think that there's more layers of virginity than there is to just sex and stuff.
Well, it's just, you know, once you've had intercourse with another human being, it's, you know, you've lost it.
Mm.
Yeah.
So are you religious at any
point? Definitely not. And I still technically think even science is technically a religion because, you know, it all is just an explanation of the universe, and each one is another layer of more complexity and more realistically.
So in a way you're like an atheist or just...
No, I don't like to be labelled with anything like that. I'm literally just... don't believe in stuff like that because they're all still explanations of the universe. But obviously I still support science more because it makes more logical sense. But, you know, religion does offer morals and science doesn't, so it is kind of handy in that aspect.
So you've been bullied a lot?
Lots.
Yeah.
Mainly my high school and intermediate years were all physical, and previous to that was all mental kind of verbal stuff.
So you've never been abused about your sexuality?
No, because I didn't express it at school or anything, because I used to usually just sit in a corner cross-legged through all the lunch times and stuff, or hide away in the student learning centre or a library in all the world, trying to avoid people.
Do you have, like, a little sanctuary where you go to each lunchtime when you're in high school or something?
When I was? No, not really. I would literally cross my legs, cross my arms, sit in the corner for nearly an hour and wait till the bell rang and eat my lunch.
Good lunch. What did you have for lunch?
Well, my mum's a great cook, so we used to have things like leftover rice and stuff like that with really nice stir-fry on top, really nice stew and stuff. That's why I enjoy cooking. I brought $600 knives, but oh well.
Have you ever thought about going to like a tech or something for hospitality?
No, not really. I've looked into that, but, you know, it's kind of a bit difficult for me to explain. Not sure if I could really explain it. Oh, well.
Is it, like, something about your social skills, or...?
No, nothing to do with that. It's just, I don't... I've working in the kitchen and knowing how much... I haven't really particularly enjoyed it, working in the kitchen. It's not particularly an environment I like working in. You know, I can be passionate about the cooking, but... the way it works in a kitchen, I don't particularly enjoy. I could easily own a cafe, though, if I wanted to.
You prefer the coffees?
A lot.
Yeah, so you have a bit of a coffee addiction, don't you?
Not really. More of an extreme passion for coffee. A rather over-the-top one as well.
Mm.
I really love the flavour of coffee, and I love showing people that there are different types of coffee than just coffee and water and
lattes.
Yeah, there's really nice stuff you can. The world has a lot to offer that, you know, most Western world people don't get to try, because it's just usually milk and sugar and that's it with their coffee. Then there's more to try than just that.
So, New Zealand's the only one. Is the only place that has flat whites?
Yes, it's the only place that they call them flat whites.
But some
countries call them by different names. It'll be just like a coffee with milk, please, and you know, and that'll be it.
Mm.
And then they'll give it a fancy name, the fluffy one, cause a fancy name just because.
A spawn flat white.
Yeah, or something random like that.
Anyway, thank you for the interview.